Casino sues after Las Vegas Grand Prix causes millions in losses. A legal tussle between Ellis Island Casino and the Las Vegas Grand Prix, alongside Clark County, is escalating. The casino has entered a lawsuit alleging significant financial losses due to the Formula One race Las Vegas hosted last year. The casino's legal team claims that the event's planning and execution led to a severe disruption of their business operations, resulting in a loss of millions of dollars. This lawsuit underscores the complex interplay between large-scale events and local businesses, highlighting the need for careful coordination and communication. From a broader perspective, the Formula One race in Las Vegas was not without its economic benefits for the city. Reports suggest that the event generated substantial revenue, with the inaugural race on the iconic strip reportedly bringing in over $1.5 billion in revenue for the city, according to local officials. Despite the reported economic success for the city, the lawsuit filed by Ellis Island Casino paints a different picture for individual businesses affected by the event. The complaint details the disruptions caused by inconsistent road closures and communication issues, which allegedly led to a direct negative impact on the casino's ability to operate effectively. The plaintiffs argue that the event organizers and county officials managed the Grand Prix infrastructure in a way that severely impacted their operations. The hot track testing period in November caused major disruptions, with access to Ellis Island intermittently restricted as it isolated the casino from customers, employees, and vendors. The legal action seeks compensatory and punitive damages. F1 to make another Vegas run. Looking ahead, Las Vegas is preparing to host another Formula One race in November 2024. The city and event organizers have already asserted that they're taking into account the lessons learned from the previous year's challenges. The upcoming event presents an opportunity for improved planning and engagement with local businesses to ensure that the economic benefits of the race are more evenly distributed. With Las Vegas reportedly accepting a 10-year deal to host an annual race, it's incumbent upon city and county leaders to ensure the interests of local businesses are taken into account to avoid more trouble. While the Las Vegas Grand Prix has proven to be a lucrative event for the city, the ongoing lawsuit by Ellis Island Casino is representative of the potential downsides for local businesses. Many have felt that last year's race didn't produce the results promised, and pressure is on Las Vegas and Clark County officials to ensure this November's race delivers more opportunities.